Well, 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 as always, welcome again to Live from Vietnam, man. Home of J. Cole, home of Dennis Smith Jr., Apion Crockett, Mike Williams Jr., Bone Crusher Smith, Merciless Ray Mercer, and also this illustrious cast that joins me every Friday night here from Live from Vietnam. We have, as always, the Podfather, a.k.a. the Prime Minister, Paul Masson. What's up?
What up, everybody?
How y'all doing? Hey, what's up? We have, as always, 3D Wheatstraw, a.k.a. the Mutate God, CEO of Woodboy Digital.
How you doing?
What up? We got the historian, Mr. J.
Good, everybody.
Also, we have Christian Latin Loonies Canales 26 Superstar.
Dimelo, dimelo.
And we seem to have one more guest there, P.
Special guest, Triller Noise Tracks, which
my man, I wanted to say
Triller. What's up, man? What's up, my boy?
A legend in the game from Empire all the way up to now, and one of the dopest producers ever out of the 910 and around. Triller Noise Tracks, man. What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Can y'all hear me?
We hear you.
You sound good, bro. You sound good, man. So I hope you gentlemen had a great week. This week, man, anybody got any big announcements they want to make before we jump into the topics? Anybody jump right in?
Mutate Fest. Everybody, sign up. Artists, sign up. Go email MutateFest@gmail.com, man. It's going down April 6th, man. Mutate Fest. You know what it is.
And I will be out there hosting, from what I understand, from the Mutate guy.
Yes, sir. Right, bro? Yes, sir.
The whole Live and Video, we're going to throw the weight behind that. So April 6th, Mutate Fest. It's going to be huge for hip-hop, for the 2691-9947 era. You know everybody. So, all right, gentlemen, we're going to dive right into it. And the first topic this week is going to be best rapper actors. All right? And since we got my man Triller Noise Tracks finally on the show, I want to go right to Triller Noise, man. Welcome to the show, Trill.
What's up, man?
What's up, bro? Long time no see, man. Much love to you, bro. Absolutely. You know this?
It's been chilling, man. Same old shit, different day.
My God. So, you got a list of dopest rapper turned actors, my bro?
I'm going to have to go with Mos Def.
Man.
That's a good one.
Get some claps, man. I need some claps. Paul's sleeping on the buttons already.
I mean, I don't know if you ever watched 16 Blocks, but man, if you watch 16 Blocks, man, that's some serious acting right there, man, for real.
Him and Bruce Willis.
Sure. Yeah, him and Bruce Willis. I mean, that right there is the best rapper in a movie I've ever seen.
Well, also, I think, I don't mean to jump on your
truck. Acting-wise, I don't think nobody else topped that.
Maybe the only rapper actor nominated for a Tony. For the greats, you know what I'm saying, on Broadway. Back to you, Trill, though. Trill, so go ahead. I mean, I know you named Mos Def, but give us a couple of your favorites, man.
Method Man. I mean, right now, Method Man killing it. I mean, but if you want to go with the most famous, you got to say Will Smith. I mean, then you got Queen Latifah. You know what I mean? You can't forget about Queen Latifah.
You can't sleep on Queen Latifah.
Yep. I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, I hate to say it, but Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Hey, you got to. Rapper turned actor.
Marky Mark.
Feel the vibration. The funky bunch. The bunch was definitely funky, but I don't know if it was the kind of funky we was looking for. No doubt, Trill. So I'm going to kick this up to Latin Loonies. Looney, what you say, man? The dopest rapper turned actor, bro.
Well, you know, my guy kind of took a couple of mines out of the way, but you know, there's a lot of other people I've seen as well that are pretty good. What's his name? Danny Glover, for sure, man. To me, he's a phenomenal actor. Ice-T, bro. You know, Ice-T's been in how many series and shows now? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
let me see. I mean, Common, you know, you got Andre 3000, who was also a beast in that. He shot motherfuckers. Don't give me no gun, man. You know what I'm gonna do. So, you know,
there's definitely a It doesn't matter if he took from your list, so I do want to know your list, though. Like, who is your – if he took one of your – what you thought was the best? Because the consensus is going to be probably the same cat. You know what I'm saying? But we all going to have a little – you know, there's a lot of – as I'm trying to look at a lot of rappers, right? A lot of rappers turn actors.
Right now, to me, like, I would agree with him on Method Man. Method Man is going –
Yeah, he's killing the game right now.
Yeah, he is going retarded right now, bro. So I can't. I'm gonna have to say Method Man right now. Yep.
All right. So, no doubt. I'm gonna kick it over to the Pod Father, my man, Triple P Studios over there, Paul. Man, what's up?
First, I want to shout out. You know, we're trying to get Cool Rock Ski on the podcast, and he's the only living
man. Oh, he's coming. My man, the Fat Boys.
Yeah, and they're like the originators to me as far as the Hollywood movies go. Of course, Will Smith is top dog. I think people are sleeping on Marky Mark because, like, with Will Smith kind of not putting out a lot of great movies, Marky Mark keep putting out a lot of bangers. He can come up and definitely cause some damage. I'd put Ice Cube at number three. That's my, like, Will, Marky Mark, then Ice Cube, as far as like just status goes. Common is definitely putting a lot of work. Common is putting a lot of work. He's got a really good resume, a good catalog. Method Man is getting a lot better. And of course, yeah, Mos Def has definitely had one of the best roles with that 16 Blocks. Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't argue with that list. Make sure you guys watching me on the live, comment below, man. We'll make sure you get your comments on. Press like, share. You know, we would appreciate all that. A whole lot of ass shit. I'm going to go over to the historian, my man, Mr. J, over there from Professor Xavier's Library. What's up, bro?
You know, I had forgot about... basically, Marky Mark. I won't even think about Marky Mark.
How about that? I can't believe you weren't thinking about Marky Mark.
I know, right? then we had to bring up the Calvin Klein ads, and I don't want to do that.
There you go. Pause. Extra pause. Supreme pause.
You know what I mean?
Cool.
Pause and finish.
Two times.
But we also had Method Man. Of course, I didn't think about Method Man, but definitely I'm big on that power. But the list I had, basically, you know, the first one they brought up was Mos Def. Definitely got a decent catalog. Queen Latifah, Will Smith, Ice-T, Ice Cube, and someone probably people hadn't really thought about, but he's an old school rapper from an old school group.
Here he comes.
Chill B. Mitchell from Groove B. Chill. He was in a lot of comedy shows.
Chill B. Mitchell.
House Party.
So there you go. That's why we pay Mr. J the big bucks here at Live from Vietnam.
It was also most recently in NCIS.
How about that? Still getting a paycheck scale, at least. You know what I'm saying?
Also,
I mean, we're gonna kick it down. Oh, I'm sorry, Badass. I didn't mean to step on
one last Joey Badass. Joey Badass.
And his credits include some fuckery. We're gonna go to Mutate God.
Man, y'all really knocked it out.
Live from parts unknown.
Nah, man, y'all really knocked it out, man. My list probably, I'm gonna just take it all the way left, though. Master P, that one. You know what I'm saying?
Ice Cream Man. Ice Cream Man.
LL, you know, I'm surprised nobody said LL.
LL, absolutely.
And I love Donald Glover's work, man. Like Looney said, I mean, he's a great producer and everything. That dude's phenomenal. That dude's going to be, he's going to be 21 Savage. Come on, man. That's crazy. You seen the new trailer? Dude's about to be 21 Savage in his biopic. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
It don't even make sense that it ain't even 21 Savage doing his own shit, bro. For real.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, and if you say Master P, you gotta say Romeo, and then you gotta say Bow Wow. Come on, man. We're gonna keep it like that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow, shout out to Bow Wow, man.
Still, see, you might want to throw T.I. in there.
Keeping around.
You can throw Lil Zane in there.
Honorable mention got to be 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying? And T.I. for me.
Most come on, man. Yeah.
Bro,
I was trying to keep it at good actors. I mean, we can name a lot of rapper actors.
Whoa.
But, yeah, okay.
Hang on. I got to corral y'all. Y'all talking over each other. Somebody? I got to stop y'all from doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to say what? Go to D.
Yeah, I didn't know we lost Jay. We had to bring Jay back in.
No, Mr. Jay is back. I told you, Professor. He over there with the Professor X. He needed him for something right quick. He got his handle. So... never Afro Corn. So I'm gonna close it out by saying, of course, I agree with a lot of what you gentlemen said. Gotta say Mos Def, man. Not only what he said, but also, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, amongst a bunch of titles. He's been on Broadway. The dude is amazing, man. He's above and beyond hip hop. Mos Def, aka Yasin Bey, is my favorite. But yeah, Will Smith, all these cats you said, but one nobody said. You just waited there, Pete. Just had a little dizzle. Calm down.
Daryl Walker just said a name we didn't say.
What we got from the Wolfpack?
Ludacris.
Daryl Walker.
Did anybody say Ludacris?
Yeah, Ludacris.
Yeah, Luda.
And his sidearms also get a piece of that check. So, but Cat Williams, we'll get to that later, by the way, y'all. So, I want to say this, man. The RZA, dude. The RZA. So, I don't know if any of y'all watched the movie Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis, but in that movie, RZA plays a TSA agent, and he has a hilarious scene where he finds a dildo in dude's luggage. He's like, oh, yeah, you tossing it up. If y'all want to see some funny shit, go watch that scene with RZA and Robert Downey Jr., man. The RZA, man, he slept on. He's been in a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. He was in, well, come on, he was with Denzel, baby. What's the movie? It's Losing My, y'all know what I'm talking about. The biopic about the heroin dealer.
Frank Lucas, the Frank Lucas joint. American Gangster joint.
Yeah. He killed it. So, I mean, the RZA is in my top five. Mm-hmm. So, before we move on to the next topic, anybody got anything they want to add real quick?
Nah. You're getting a lot of comments.
All right, stop. All right, let's roll on the comments. Go ahead, auto-tune. Hey, Paul, why don't you send us those comments in your auto-tune? I see your fingers was working.
Yeah.
What's the comments, Paul?
There's too many to go through, man.
Well, pick somebody at random. Name them out here live in Vietnam. We love y'all.
Here's a couple. Did somebody say Federal Stars or Sticky Fingers?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Sunset
Park, baby. Sunset Park. Damn. I love that movie.
Nobody said Park. TV series.
Wait a minute. Mutate. You are dead ass right. Nobody said Park. Man, let's rewind this whole shit. Because honestly, I feel like if Pac would have lived, he would have became more of a star. Yeah. I don't know if he was a Will Smith if there's Pac living. Because Pac would have been that dude. That was what he was about to do. What y'all say?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, if he would have lived, you know what I'm saying? I think he would have been big in movies. I think he would have stopped rapping, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, me too. I think so too.
He might have been the first Oscar award winning rapper, bro. I mean, I'll be honest.
He'd been a lot richer, I'm gonna tell you that.
What do y'all think about Common?
I think Common is dope.
He all right as a he. Like I said, my list was great rap actors.
See, Drew, hold back, Drew. Hold back, man.
I mean, just because you throw rap in a damn movie don't mean nothing. I mean, like, come on.
No, right. Yeah, no, but he's been in series and stuff, though.
Y'all didn't even mention, wait a minute, Nick Cannon. Damn, Drew.
Nick Cannon. I got another name. I got another one. What about Snoop?
Nigga, Nick Cannon ain't a good rapper or a good actor. Come on, dog.
That's what I said. Hey, true. I said, nigga, Snoop. True. I said, that's Jimmy what I'm Bones, saying, bro.
He a good host.
I'm saying that. He's a garbage at rapping. That's what I don't think you're getting the joke, my brother. I said, yeah, Nick Cannon, he was garbage at both. Rapping and acting. Hot garbage at one of them. God damn it. All right, so.
Put it like this, though. I mean, I hate to stay on this one, though, but just Google rapper actors and look at the list.
Hey, well, we didn't mention Idris Elba, and he's a rapper turned actor, and he's a dope actor. Really? He dropped a rap album before he ever acted, and he has since then dropped a rap album, Idris Elba.
Quit playing.
He was the UK rapper.
What's that rapper? What's that rap they call in UK?
They call it something. What is it? Grimy? He had a grime album before he was ever active.
What about the actor turned rapper?
We're gonna move on. That's another subject. We're not gonna do that right now.
That damn Drizzy.
So we're gonna celebrate something, guys, that this last week happened in hip hop. A lot of us being the age group we're in, will feel this. It's the 29th anniversary of the release of The Shining, you know what I'm saying, by Smith and Wesson.
Classic.
Of course, classic by the Bootcat Clique, which began a whole bunch of shit. I'm gonna go to You Take God first on this one. You Take God, your thoughts on The Shining, Smith and Wesson, the whole movement.
Man, you know, I love the Bootcamp Clique. You know. they were great, man. The whole album was great. It's classic. I can't put a finger on it. It was just classic boom bap music. It was grimy as hell. That's why I used to love that shit. That's about it.
No doubt. No doubt. Trill, I know you got some thoughts on The Shining.
The Shining, that's one of my top five albums I listen. I mean, I still listen to that shit every day. Between that and Black Moon. Mm-hmm. There's no skips.
I know what a joke, kid.
I mean, that's Smith and Wesson. I'm talking about, man, no skips. For me, no skips on Smith and Wesson album. You know what I mean? I mean, that shit is one of my favorite
I hate to tell people about today's music, but in the 90s, they want a whole lot of skips on a whole lot of albums. I just hate to tell y'all that.
They don't make albums, so I mean, niggas ain't making albums. There's gonna be a lot of skips.
That's right. They're making shorts for the Tiki Tots. Mr. J, the historian of the Ville, man, to shine 29 years later, bro.
Man, that's just that whole boot camp movement is one of my favorites. I love Bucktown. That's the all time iconic joint. That's like a
home of the original gun clappers.
Home of the original gun clappers.
Shout out to OGC, man. I toured with them for a little bit back in the day.
That's like a theme song for me, man. I just love that and that soundboard burial. Man.
Soundboard burial.
I got to go back and wrap that up and listen to that again. I might have to chill out and put that on again.
I mean, when Paul sent me the topics for the week, early in the week, I definitely put The Shining on Monday and listened to it a little bit every day. And I was reminded of the whole Beat Miner sound. Like, yeah. I don't know if y'all remember, the Beat Miners were really behind this right here.
DJ EVD.
And these dudes were amazing, man. He had like nine groups or nine cats that he was messing with at one point, even filtered into some J. Rue sound. You had the Bootcat Clique. You had OGC, original Dug Down Productions. You had Smith & Wesson, of course. And they were a movement. Shout out to Buckshot Shorty. Me and him almost got in a fist fight in 1996. Tried to take my wife, but I married her and I had a kid. So fucking Buckshot Shorty. He's a bitch ass motherfucker. Anyway, okay. So, but big ups to The Shining. I want to go over there to Paul Masson, the Podfather. What you got, bro, on The Shining?
Amazing movement. They had that. They definitely had that Timbaland thing going. Super heavy, militant. Like style going on. and whatnot. It seemed like the groups got better with them. I love Black Moon, but Smith and Wesson seemed like they got a little bit better. Than
Black Moon was crazy, though, man. That dope front, I know I got stoked, man.
Help the Skelter with.
That was a Skelter? True, yeah.
Give yourself some applause, bro. I mean, give us some clapping them.
Rock and
they
rock.
Got an amazing group. Amazing group. Amazing. I mean, what more can you say, man? I mean, Smith and Wesson, they got sued by a gun company, man. They had to, I mean...
Yeah, they had to change their name. They had to change their name to the Coco Brothers.
Coco Brothers,
yeah, they got sued by Smith and Wesson, yeah. The gun
they should have named it Smith and... But I would have said it's Mr. Smith, and I like the grease. I'm Wesson, the canola oil.
But to me, the whole thing with that group, they whole movement, man, was the producers, man. You know what I'm saying? That sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the B-Miners. Yeah, the B-Miners, yes. I mean, heavy, like, Timberland, the East equipment Coast.
The equipment they was using and stuff like that, that's why you can't recreate that sound. You mean like every like all the production tools are like all the production tools are just too crisp and clean, unless you know about making beats and you know what I'm saying, knowing how to take the sample rate down and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying, you can recreate that sound because like they was using
unless you go get that shit out the dust box and get your ASR-10 at the pro out.
I mean no not even the ASR-10. No, the ASR-10 was too clean too. You know what I mean? The ASR-10 was the start of that, like everything sounded crisp and clean, if you ask me.
So back then, there was actually recording percussion and stuff. There was actually live recording percussion and sampling.
No. What I'm saying is, like, man, the equipment they were using, like eight bit sample rate, like 8-bit. You don't listen to nothing to 8-bit sample rate. You know what I mean? They was sampling with, like, when they was using the Casio SK-100. Yep, they use a Casio SK-1000. And a Kai 612 sample or something like that. Like today, that's anxious. That's like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to lose the crowd and the technicalities. Yeah, but the sound was definitely, the B-Miners was carrying that whole movement for sure. It was the production upon all them groups. So I'm going to kick it to, I haven't got Latin Looney's perspective on this. Latin Looney being one of the younger generation active hip-hop performer right now, by the way. Shout out to Latin Looney, man. I don't know if y'all see. Go to his page, man. The dude got that good vibe. That shit goes hard. You got mad viral verses. Anyway, Latin Looney, man. What do you think? Did you go check the Shining out?
Yeah, man. So, like you said, man, when Paul sent the topics out, man, I personally had never heard of Smith & Wesson. So it was.
Oh, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, so
I wanted to hear that.
You know, that's the one thing I love about this podcast, man, is me being able to. When y'all bring stuff up like jewels and hidden gems that I have never heard of, man, to me it's amazing. So I got this one song on there, brother, that I've been playing on repeat. It's called "Wipe Your Mouth." I love that shit.
I love it. See,
yeah, man. So it's definitely dope to hear that, man, and it kind of makes me see that music in a way does a full circle. You know what I'm saying?
My top two are Bucktown and Let's Get It On.
Bucktown has to be it. I mean, Bucktown, come on, home of the year.
Even though we going into the top hip hop beats, that is in my top five too. Bucktown.
That's a good tease. That's a good tease because I do believe. That's a good tease because, man, I'll tell you this, man. A lot of people lose hip hop. Everything is tied together, one thing to the next. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have certain movements unless you had movements before it. Shit grew off of this, right? This was a time in hip hop when East Coast hip hop really was reigning supreme, man. I mean, they had the biggest acts, and then these cats were viewed as secondary acts in New York, but they were crushing it. And it really influenced North Carolina hip hop because at the time we weren't really considered the South. Trill will come with me. We were like the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at that time.
And that was probably the biggest downfall for Fayetteville because we had too many influence. You got the military base. You got niggas coming from every city. So you couldn't really get your shit off because, you know, you got a nigga from Texas that ain't trying to hear this. You know, so you got a nigga from Cali.
We was the South from Rayford. I don't know about that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we were the South from Rayford.
Hey, listen, I'm talking about. Hey, I mean, because none of us from me.
I'm not from there, but we all.
But I'm talking about late 80s, early 90s. I mean, this car, you was a kid, man. Yeah. Now, in the 2000s, we was officially, I was crunk. I'm part of the crunk movement, bro. When this face came out, you know, I love the crunk shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we south. I'm from the south, bro. I'm from the south.
Hey, big face, we're going to need a toast.
Okay, well, here's the panties. Not the best thing in the world, but right next to it. And with that, we're going to take a diesel break. Pay the bills.
That diesel ain't no joke. Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's stuff. I be diesel stuff. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cannon said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more, but go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That Disney.
Welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to Live from Vietnam, man. Shout out to Dizzle. Shout out to Dizzle for keeping the Triple P studio lights on, man. We need that. We need that. And I'm sure Paul's on about his. How many Dizzles, Paul? How many Dizzles for you tonight?
Just one.
Okay, good, good. We're keeping it real. All right, good. So, guys, man, shout out to everybody that's joining us here on the live tonight, man. We really appreciate it, man. Shout out to the comments. Make sure that you know, push that like and subscribe on Live from Vietnam. We live every Friday night at 7 p.m. We release the topics. We love y'all's input. We're going to get into something that's near and dear to a lot of our hearts because we in the music business or have been. The dopest beat in hip-hop history. Now, I know this is a hard topic, Kat, so it's want a list. I want a list. So, once again, man, since we finally got Trill Noise Tracks, man, a dope producer, who, by the way, shout out to Trill. Y'all hear that dope intro we have for Live in Vietnam? That's Trill to produce that track.
No, right, he's outro. He's outro. Outro.
I'm in outro.
We good.
And then Paul. Paul hit me with that. I told you. Okay, so Trill, I want to go to Trill first on this. Trill, man, you're one of the dopest producers I've ever personally met, man. I appreciate you. So what you think, man?
I mean, I'm going to just go straight to number one, man. Shook Ones, part two. Hands
hard
down.
Hard to argue.
Hands hard down. Argue. I mean, I ain't trying to debate with nobody. Hands down, Shook Ones Part 2 is the hardest beat in the history of hip-hop, period. Point blank. And if you know what I mean, now I can nerd out now. I mean, if you go in and listen to it, you know the main sample? Just for him to find it. I mean, I'm talking about just for him.
School us. I mean, break it down for the common fan, Trill, because you're a producer, so you know. That main sample. You listen with a different ear. You listen with a different ear to these guys.
And in order to find that main sample and slow it down like that, that right there alone is just enough to make that one of the hardest beats in history. And then on top of that, he just started making beats. I mean, just imagine being somewhere learning from Lars Professor and Q-Tip. You know what I'm saying? That's before he got good. Listen, I mean, that's before Havoc went in. He didn't get good to the second album. You know what I mean? The second album was all him. You know, the first one was him, Q-Tip, and Lars Professor, I think. But Shook Ones,
by the way,
to me,
True. I think a lot of people would be surprised. I think a lot of the chip out there would be surprised that Q-Tip was involved with that hard-ass project.
Yeah, Q-Tip did most of it, though. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, but the sample, man, he used Herbie Hancock, man. It's Herbie Hancock, a song called Jessica. Go to the three-minute mark, and you'll hear that's the main sample, but it's real fast. And just imagine to be sitting there, I mean, to think to slow it down that much. That sample is really slow down. A lot, trust me. I mean, it's three different samples in the whole beat, but that alone is just, to me, that's the number one beat. That right there is the number one.
I'm gonna circle back to you, but I do want to go to the historian of the 2-6, who's filming a documentary for the last year or so on 2-6, Mr. J, man. What you got over there, bro?
You got me right there?
Mr. J. Yeah, you hear me?
Can you hear me? He said Shook Ones Part 2.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure I'm back in.
Make sure you back in. Hell yeah, you back in. Okay. Slip out? Shit. Pause.
Yeah, he been in and out all night.
It's crazy this weather going on, man. But
Now,
what I got, you know what I'm saying, it's I think everybody would have went Quiet Storm or like he said, Mobb Deep. I'm with some off the out of the way. I got So What You Want, produced by the Beastie Boys.
That's so what you want?
I got Murder Inc.
Wait, you just can't hang on. Hold, yeah, okay. All right, there you go. Just say, okay.
I got You Open Part 2. Mm. That was on the on the Busta Rhymes on the collective joint.
I remember.
Whole, and I got It's Murder by Ja Rule, produced by Irv Gotti. That's my four right there. I could have went probably forever with a list of beats, but those are mine right there. That's on my list.
I'll say this, bro. I mean, there is a numerous hundreds of dope beats, but we're gonna go right over to the Prime Minister, Sinister Paul Masson.
All right, so we're gonna debate this.
No, you're gonna kick your list. Kick your list there.
All right, so just to show you how non-biased I'm not. Mobb Deep Infamous is my number one.
I'm not, by the way.
Mobb Deep Infamous is my number one album of all time, but Shook Ones.
I know this to be true.
It's my number two. My number one beat of all time is Dipset Anthem by Diplomat.
That's my number one.
You like the horns? You like the horns? Oh, that ain't it? Oh, wait a minute. The Dizzle has it mixed up.
Nah, you got it mixed up. Yeah, it's the Dipset Anthem, the one with Send Him Uptown. Tell Him I Sent You.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, my bad.
No way. Hey, I'm really funny. Like, this is my block.
Wait a minute. That is the Dipset. What are you talking about?
Is your voice on autotune, cuz?
I don't know.
It's been on autotune since the start.
You ain't heard me doing a sing song reference and all that. I've been
telling him to sing the comments.
I've been killing him. Jack Williams.
Dipset Anthem, Mobb Deep, Shook Ones, Part 2, Number 2. I got De La Soul, Stakes Is High at number 3.
That's a good one.
I like that one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
TL School Gate, Reminisce Over You at my 4.
TRY, baby. Troy, yeah. Dope.
It's a better song than production, but yeah, I go with that.
It's on my list. I love the sample choice.
Number 5 is Black Moon, Who Got the Props? While we were talking about Smith and Wesson.
I think it was Evil D and Buckshot. That was what they found out, who had those props. My man, I appreciate that. We're going to go to Mutate guy right here, and I'll follow up. Mutate, dope as beats, bro.
I got a lot of them, but, man, really ones to stick. Every time I hear them, man, they just give me that feeling. Doggone. Bubba Sparks Ugly. Let me see. Yeah, David Banner Like a Pimp. Grinding from the Clips by the Neptunes, and Snoop Dogg, Pump Pump, the joint right there, crazy.
It's crazy, Mutate. I want to jump in right here. That three of your tracks right there were times when we were actively on the road back in the early 2000s.
You heard them joints a lot, right?
Yeah, you did too, and you did too.
Yeah.
I don't want to say so I would say this, man. I agree with the consensus. I agree with Trill. Siobhan's is the dopest beat. As soon as you hear the twang come on, motherfucker, you know what's up.
It's like, and, it's like energy. It's like energy, man. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as you hear that, dun, dun, dun. And so I'll say this, but there are so many. Once again, Paul sends me the dopest topics. A lot of these topics Mr. J and Paul come up with, and man, these are some dope topics. I listen to beats all week, and I'm like, yo. So I want to say, yes, Shook Ones. Cream, as soon as you hear Cat Cream come on, you know what's up.
Yeah.
It's a million of them.
I love that they reminisce over you. I think it's an iconic beat. Like I look at beats not only for the bass line or the drum snare, but the sample choice. And that was a dope sample choice. When, by the way, when he chose that sample, that was really that was avant-garde, man. Jazz wasn't used a lot like that. So I want to say, and Paul told me today, no dope old school beats. Well, I hate to tell you this, Paul, but Black Sheep, the choice is yours.
Oh, man, that's a dope ass. It's not 80s. It's not 80s. Come on, man. I said 80s beat.
It's early 90s. What, you don't like that? You don't like that beat, bro? You don't like, you like
this
or that?
I like Black Sheep. I like Black Sheep, but they're 90s.
And so 80s. I want to say, 80s. Also, I want to say It Was a Good Day by Cube. That's an iconic beat. As soon as you hear it, you know what's up.
It's simple. I mean, it's just a loop.
Yeah, very simple.
Like I said last week,
Trill, the lists are for fans. They're not for artists. Lists are for fans. So, my second favorite beat of all time, though, y'all, is Black Rob Whoa. I love that beat, man. I love the Whoa beat by Black Rob. I think it's as soon as you hear it, So, and there was some dope. I'll say shout out to while we said to Sean, and shout out to but the dude that made Black Whoa by Black Rob is Digging in the Crates Crew. Buck Wild, man. Digging in the Crates Crew, one of the dopest collectors, and RIP to Black Rob. So, you know what I'm saying?
I never finished my list, but.
Well, okay, then we'll go back to you, Trill. Trill, hang on, Trill's his first week. So, always at the end of the topic, I always come back to all my superstar co-hosts and say, does anyone want to add anything before we move on? Sure, you got something?
I still didn't give out my beats.
Oh, damn, Looney,
I'm sorry, bro. You know,
I was waiting.
Y'all just don't want to hear these newer generations.
I do
want to
say,
Big Face was talking all that shit and forgot about a nigga.
shout out to Paul Masson, who didn't tell me we'd have six hosts this week until I showed up at the show. But anyway, we good. Back to Latin Looney.
Me personally, man, my number one beat got to be A Millie by Lil Wayne.
After that,
it's Birds Flying High with him and Jewel Santana. Then I got to go with Still Dre, my number three. And then Who Shot Ya for number four by Biggie, and then Sicko Mode by Travis Scott as number five.
Yo, I wanted to say something about Sicko Mode.
Who did that?
Travis Scott did Sicko Mode himself, right?
No, I'm talking about Who Shot Ya. Who did that?
Travis Scott Travis Scott does almost everything.
Looney, he's talking about Who Shot Ya. Who did the Who Shot Ya beat?
Biggie. I don't know who did the beat, but I know it was Biggie who did the song.
Yeah. But I thought somebody else knew. That's what I was asking.
Real, you don't know?
Shit. I'm about to find out.
That's a good damn question, because that's a classic beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Listen, Who Shot Ya to me, I love that.
It was one of what did Puffy call his little production crew that he beat?
Was it Clark Kent?
Not Sheen Myrick. You know what I mean? You know, he done a lot of them. But, you know, Puffy had a whole crew that... He had a hitman.
We got a lot of crap on somebody. Who got the crack on Pop on this shit? Who rubbing this shit on the Looney Paul?
Say what?
Nothing. I hear some crackling. I didn't know if somebody was rubbing their mic or something.
Oh, no. Nah.
Rubbing on it. Yeah, don't be rubbing on it.
They said D-Dot.
Pause.
So, I'm going to stop here. Paul, would you, Paul, do you mind singing some of the comments for us?
You still ain't circled back. Hey, I finished my list.
Shout out to DJ.
We're going to get to you, bro. Trill, we're going to get to you, bro. I don't mean to. There's a lot of heads on here. I want to talk about, I want to get some of the audience in, though.
Uncle Chuck said Jada Kiss, YB.
You got to trust the moderator, Trill. Trust the moderator.
DJ Izzy Knight said all of Nas album and especially Represent.
So, and New York State of Mind. I want to say I love the New York State of Mind.
Royce the 5'9", Boom, from DJ Izzy Knight as well.
And Andy Up is fire, too.
Somebody said Beatnuts, and I definitely got to say Beatnuts off the books.
Yo, Beatnuts, yeah. Man. Come on, off the books. Yeah, that 10-10-10-10. As soon as you hear that 10-10-10-10. And by the way, they were the first cast to use that, like, calypso sound, too, by the way, back then. So is that all the comments you got, Pete? Before I want to get back to Trill, I got to finish Trill's list.
Desert Tide, let's get back to Trill on that.
All right, back to Trill and Noise Tracks, man. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I mean, well, it's funny. Like I said earlier, we were talking about the Smith & Wesson album. You know what I'm saying? My number two and number three on the Smith & Wesson album. That's Bucktown and Let's Get It On. I mean, that's my number two and number three.
That Bucktown beat is the bananas.
I mean,
bananas.
That's every time you hear it, man, it just gives me chills. I mean, you know, I was young back then when that came out. So I remember that. But number four, that Get Down remix, Craig Mack, Get Down, the remix by Q-Tip.
Get Down.
Get Down.
No, specifically the Q-Tip remix.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that, but I'm sure I heard it at one point or another.
Yeah.
I want to say, what about Miss Fat Booty by Mos Def, man? By the way, it's had a resurgent when they had this surround sound beat. But that true, we know that as Miss Fat Booty.
I know what you're talking about, yeah, but nah. No, but actually, my number five is Superstar by Group Home is number five for me. I can keep going, but I'm
I have a list of 100 beats, of course, yeah. I think the consensus agrees that Shook Ones. Everywhere I read was pretty much the number one beat. Here on Live in Vietnam, we pretty much, if we voted right now, I think Shook Ones is going to win. So there you go. But
I mean, that's universal.
That's universal. So we're going to get into the last, we're going to have a bonus topic if you stick around, but we're going to get into one of the, what we thought was the last topic of the night. Do artists in the 2-6, are they in the record business? Are they in the music business?
And I'm going to stay out of this topic. No, I'm going to stay out of this topic because I ain't there. I don't live there no more. I ain't been there in a long time, so I can't speak.
We'll get your opinion from the Queen City. We'll get your opinion from the Queen City. And we'll ask you about those artists.
I'm in DC.
Oh, DC, okay.
I'm in Chocolate City.
We'll get your opinion on that as a whole. But I want to go to Paul Masson first on this, man, the Podfather. I know you got some thoughts on this, but we talked about this, so.
Hold on a second.
I know that you're so, and also know that Paul is in the promotion business every day, y'all, promoting worldwide international artists. So, what is your opinion, man?
Hi, well, you will put me on the spot.
First. Yeah, I want
nobody, to. Nobody in Fayetteville is in the record business. I could tell you that much.
Okay.
I would agree.
Nobody's in the record business. I could tell you that much. Some are making moves that are always going to keep them in the music business and will keep them out the record business. And everybody probably wants to be in the record business, but it's not going to be that way. They're making music business moves that will never translate over to the record business. And then the ones that ain't making music business moves, they're in the hobby business. I hate to say it. They're in the hobby business. To be in the record business, you got to be talking about gold records, platinum records. That's what the record business is dictated by, records. When you're in the music business, you dictate what your success is. Nobody gets to dictate what your success is in the music business. You dictate that.
In the record business, the numbers dictate that.
The numbers dictate that. Mm-hmm. You know, it was if you're in the music business, and if you
Paul, I want you to start by doing this. Explain to our audience the difference between the record business and the music business first. Explain to them.
Well, the record business is based on sales. Like, you got to be signed to a record label to be in the record business, first of all. That's why it's called record labels, because they're in the record business. And
so I think that we're going to, I can't wait. I mean, I cannot wait to say this to get to the mutate guy. Paul, go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry. I feel like I stepped on you, man. Paul, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, nobody in favor is in the record business. They're all in the music business. Some are in the hobby business. They all want to be in the record business, but they're making moves that'll keep them out of the record business because they're making music business moves. You know, if that makes any sense.
So I want to clarify before I go to the next guest that record business is you are out here to sell records. You want to sign a record contract. You want to sign and you want to push records in the traditional manner. Music business is you are Joyner Lucas and you're going to do shorts and make music all the time, but you are never actively pursuing the avenues that would lead to a record contract. I want to go to Mutate God because Mutate God is the CEO of a rap label. He has multiple artists and he has been in the music business for 20 plus years. So,
right now, that's why I changed my whole company to an innovations company now, because we deal with a whole slew of other products and everything like that. But I'll say this, man, a lot of people from our area, which is 910-26, what have you, I think they are trying to pursue the record business because of the first thing that they mentioned is how the numbers, like you guys said, the numbers, you know what I'm saying? They want to sell records. But the record business is the streaming business now. It's running the same.
I want to say this. You got to have a record first. And I don't mean a single. You have to have a record.
But you have to have a record. But the thing about the record business is
you do. You have to have feet to be in a
record. Everyone thinks they have records. So they're trying to pursue being in the record business. But at the same time, it's like you don't have to be in the record business. You can sell records without being in the record business. You can be in the music business. And, just sell you as a musician. You can sell syncs, you can sell publishing, you can do all those types of things without even chasing the fact of selling a whole bunch of records or streams. You'll kill yourself trying to stand up to the standard top streaming artist.
I don't mean to interject, but I want to say this. I think there's a different attitude in hip-hop versus rock and roll and other genres of music toward the record business. The record business is the viable business. Rock and roll musicians only use the record business and become multimillionaires. It only is in hip hop that we feel like we have to do all these other things because there is a multitude of those. There are so many more hip hop artists than say rock artists. Okay. So many more that we have created these avenues, and that's the music business. TikTok shorts, releasing a single every week on Spotify until you do 17 and then doing a record like Russ did. That's music business. That's not record
business. Music business is doing it your way and using your music as a catalyst to project.
You can say that. You can say I'm a plumber, but I do electricity work. You don't.
You know what I mean? If I have a conversation with an artist that's from our area and I'm speaking on doing other things to use your music to push other things, they won't understand what I'm talking about. But if it's talking about getting a record deal, that's why my translation doesn't coexist with a lot of people, because they're only talking about, like you're saying, they're staying standard on whatever is the norm of trying to sell a record, which using the shorts and all that. You know how a lot of, and we've said it on here, a lot of people would say like, well, this is how you do it now. Well, see, then you're chasing the record business because you're following whatever the mainstream is telling you to do. But if you're just in the music business, you got your own rules on how you want to sell off your brand and your product.
I love it. But I was going off a little bit of the video where Paul had sent me. Of course, course.
No, that's a great point, though. There's rules to the music.
It's a great point. It's a dope point.
In the music business, there is no rules. You make the rules. In the record business, you got to follow the record label's rules.
That's correct. I want to kick it over to Latin Loonies, man. A little youthful exuberance over there, bro.
This might get me a lot of hate.
No, go. That's what we want. We want you to get a lot of hate.
But I'm gonna lean a little bit towards what I think Paul said.
Paul's looking for the laugh button. He's looking hard for that something.
People aren't really chasing the business of music in any sense of way. Or at least 90 or 95% of them aren't. What they're looking for is clout, and that's it.
Mm. No, they're in the clout.
Nobody is really looking to get they want to get the quick money. They want to go, oh, okay, let me get on the fame. Let me get all that. But nobody's really thinking about putting in that work of, okay, I got to go sign these deals and make sure these contracts are right. I got to go make sure that the way my music is being distributed is the correct way, that I have everything that I need to do so I get the exact amount of revenues that I'm supposed to from one song. Because you're not only supposed to get one check from a song, you're supposed to get multiple checks from different companies anytime that you distribute one song or you put anything out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think it's just, oh, let me just put this song on Facebook. Or let me just put this
here's the question we're posing to each panelist. 2-6 artists, are they in the music business or are they in the record business?
Not like the hobby business, like Paul said.
They're in the hobby business.
They're in the clout business.
Clout business. Mm-hmm. All right, so we want to kick it over to
the hobby business. Pretty much.
Yeah, producer Trill, what do you say, man? Music business, record business.
I think Trill said he wants to stay out of this one.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what niggas is doing down there, but
they're probably doing.
I mean, when I was there, niggas was in the hobby.
Doing the same thing.
I'm gonna go with hobby. I'm gonna go with hobby business.
All right, so we're gonna bring it over to the voice of reason. A lot of times on Live from Vietnam is the historian live from the Xavier's bedroom, Mr. J.
Oh,
yeah. I think a lot of times, like he said, it's hobby business for a lot of people because they don't understand the business. They want to put songs out time after time just to see what sticks. And sadly, by certain people, they've been told to do that. Put out songs to see what sticks. You're not creating a catalog or a piece of art that somebody's going to be able to go back to 10, 20 years from now, because sometimes the music, you know, the audience has to catch up to the music. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes a while for things to get some traction.
I'll say this, Mr. J. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. J.
The delusion business.
Yeah.
We're talking to a pillow.
Definitely. You got a lot of people who are just, you know, they're out here and they're not doing the research. They're not networking with other people. They're not collaborating with other folks. They're just out here by themselves, you know, like he said, cloud chasing and their feelings, doing this, that, or the other.
Thinking they're better than everybody else. That's what I remember about Faye.
You can't do that. I mean, and that's the thing. The reality
is, we are better than everybody else. Just remember,
I'm talking about just each other in the field. Like, I mean, there's no...
The reality is, this ain't much different.
I'm gonna circle back to you. I'm gonna get it out of you before you just say what I'm gonna get out.
It's not different from everywhere else on the globe where folks are on the online, they're in the comments, they're, you know, they hop on Facebook, talk about this person in this city, this person in that city, they ain't doing this, they ain't doing that. What are you doing?
What do I got to do? Are you trying record to and music. So, I mean, record and music, but I guess you are falling under the hobby. Is that what you're saying?
More hobby or than work. More hobby.
Okay, so
work.
I'm gonna say this. I know personally in Fayetteville, 15 stars, cats that put in the work every day, cats that are genuine hip hop artists that make music for the right reason, that have millions of views on Spotify. They get to get their spins, and that has something to contribute. So, I mean, it's all about perspective. I'll say this: music, record business, when I was in the business, which a lot of motherfuckers like to say, especially if this goes on TikTok, I'm the white boy that's Mr. Nobody, motherfucker. I left the money on your mama's nightstand. Don't be mad at me. So, I mean, listen, I'm going to say it like this. The music business is I get up every day and write music. The record business is I do what's necessary to get on club. I wanted to be on Def Jam. I wanted to be signed to an iconic label. That them days is dead, right? So I've watched too many independent artists become rich now in the last 20 years. Shout out to Jordan Lucas, one of my favorite artists. He's got billion streams. He's never signed a deal. I mean, the dude is making so music business, record business, I think it's all the same. I think the record companies are really at a loss these days. I bet they sweat it out every night. They used to own the shit. I think a lot of 2-6 artists, while there's, let's say there's hundreds of 2-6 artists, I would say there's a good dozen that if you had $100,000, you wouldn't lose money investing in them.
I'll say this, that a lot of artists are trying to chase what they see and the advice they get from people that talk
but
about.
But you gotta be. See, here's the thing. It's in the words you said, Mew. Artist. Are you an artist? Because me, I was an artist. I wrote the music first. I wrote the music. I baked the cake before I wanted you to taste it.
But the thing about it is, they're trying to doggone. Hold on, my light's cutting off. Jesus be with me. Yeah,
we're gonna get you some of that Dizzle money.
Now my joint's a voice activated. It's crazy, but it's like
a lot of artists
sit up there in our area and they're chasing what the majors are doing with a minor meniscus budget. You can't chase a major if you're not in that conversation. Go ahead.
The minor meniscus budget.
It's just you can't chase what the majors do. So whenever the next criteria of what the majors is doing, like when they said drop a single every month, you got to stay relevant. Now it's drop content every day. You got to stay relevant. It's whatever.
Every day.
But see, this is the thing. This is the thing about it. It's whatever the majors sprinkle down, everybody tries to follow instead of carving their own path out of what they want to do and have the majors copy that.
So I'm going to make Trill speak on this because Trill does have some experience dealing with mid-majors because Trill's been back and forth with a bunch of production deals all the way back from the late 90s with Empire, y'all may not be privy to. So, come on, Trill, speak on this. I know you have an opinion on this shit.
I don't have no opinion on what anybody in Fayetteville is doing. Because I don't know.
Okay, well, can I get your opinion on the music industry at large? How has it moved away from the record business more to the music business now? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what are you calling the record business and what are you calling the music business?
Well, the record business is what, when you're trying to get signed to a major, trying to get signed to an established record label.
It's definitely moved away from that because you don't have to now. I mean, you'd be a fool to want to sign to Def Jam or, I mean, that's the way it was when we was,
but,
like, when we was coming up,
we thought it was a badge of honor. We thought it was a badge of honor to go get signed to that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
independence to us was Koch Records.
You needed him then. I mean, giving up the Soldier Boy, he proved that you don't need him. Like, come on.
He got lucky, sold a million ringtones and funded his whole life. That ringtones got him to A.
He's still signed to a major.
He is still signed to a major.
Maybe that's a bad example, but anyway, but nowadays you don't need nobody. I mean, if you put your time and energy into it, I really don't think so.
Guess what? I think that's the
I think a lot of people run around and think you don't need anybody,
but that's just not saying, true, man, bro.
The past 7 years I've been traveling, I spent a lot of time in California. I'm telling you right now, man, them niggas in California are getting it. I'm talking about niggas you don't even know. I mean, California, mm-hmm. I mean, man, they, people don't understand how big California is. I mean, you can be an LA artist, man. You can travel all the way up to Northern, you know, say to the Bay Area and stuff like that. I mean, they're niggas in California, man, getting that money independent, and none of us know their name.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean. Like, that's what I mean.
Because see, like, I mean, California's a different. I mean, I talked to Paul about that. Like, California's a whole different beast when it comes to being an independent artist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I mean, it is real.
California is the 12th largest economy in the world.
No, it's the fifth.
Counting all the countries.
No, it's the fifth.
Shout out to Detroit. I think after taxes, it's the 12th, though, true.
No, it's California is the fifth.
They hit you with that 60%, though. Yeah,
I mean, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, like, I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I ain't pursuing none of this shit anyway. I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying? For real. So, I mean, but.
No, I appreciate your opinion on that. Because you do have the experience with that.
I mean, but coming from Fayetteville, like I said, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself. I'm gonna just keep my peace to myself because I
no
mean,
doubt.
You know,
so, like, so before we move on,
it's a whole different animal down there. So,
before we go to the bonus, we have a bonus topic, Trill. We have a bonus topic tonight. Before we go on to the bonus, anybody got anything they want to add?
Let me get in on what he was saying about California.
Yeah, go.
This is what I experience every time I do different interviews, different places, and talk about the music that I've done and different things that I've done. I've talked about this area here in Fable that, you know, we could be like those areas, but due to a lot of the segment, you know, the kind of segregated things that we have going on, the kind of cliquish things we have going on, that's what that keeps us from being like those areas. Because, like he said, LA had its own movement. The Bay definitely had its own major movement. Houston definitely had its own major movement. There's nothing keeping us from having that movement in this area.
I mean,
but the type of networking that goes on.
Well, hang on. Before you, I'm going to let you say that. But before you say that, shout out to Big Casanova and RIP to his mother who passed recently.
Yeah.
But I believe what he said, Big Cass said a lot, Fayetteville will have its moment. But go ahead, Trill.
See, Fayetteville is not a hometown. Fayetteville is a military town. I mean, out of everybody you know in Fayetteville, I mean, I don't know about now, but like when I was coming, like back in the 90s and the 80s, you know what I'm saying? When I was there, like coming up, none of us was from there, like me. Like it's a military town.
But that's the beauty of it, though.
I mean, I was born in Boston, though. Okay.
I was born in Boston, but I've been here since I was two. So, you know what I'm saying?
But look, though, but see, that should have been the beauty of it. But being that it's not a hometown, you can't get a hometown support from. You'll say that you got 300,000 people and 90% of them.
Nobody got famous in their hometown first. I don't even agree with that, man. People are people.
Hey, what's up with your mic? Check your mic, bro. Your mic's like a through a muffle. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're perfect. There you go.
I think what it is, man, I think people are people. No matter where you're from, you can convince anybody to buy something if you are hustling.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a lot of people, we always put this fence around saying we're not big enough. People are people regardless. You just got to hustle it. But the thing about it is, the problem is the artists are going like for what Lad Looney said, they're going for the clout, which means they're not going for the doggone finance. They're not trying to
feed I think Looney brings a lot of relevant comments to this, man, being that he is an active
artist. If you're not out there chasing the money and trying to make yourself a product and sell yourself as a brand, you're not going to make no money, which means you're not going to further your career. You're just going to be chasing somebody to give you some money. And that's it. A lot of those other areas, they're grinding from 100 people to 1,000 to whatever. And it don't matter how big California is when you still got Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia. And we don't have no borders around it. We don't got no brick walls around the border where you can't move around.
So Mutate has been up and down that, by the way. Chitlin Circuit, he is
definitely. You got to make the money. You got to make the money.
Many, many times.
And reinvest it back into yourself.
By the way, shout out to Payola Stacks, man. I was listening to the album all week this week. It's a dope album. If y'all haven't listened, go check out the newest release from One Boy Digital, Payola Stacks, man. I want this more than ever. It's a dope album.
I just think we got, for our culture, we got to get out of delusion, man. Got to tell these young brothers, man, go get your money. If they ain't going to go get their money, they're going to be doing the hamster wheel like a lot of our peers have been doing forever. and trying to chase the
fame. I ain't got no issue. So Big Face ain't never been a gatekeeper, bro. I give my shit freely. Everybody know that. You know that. New tape. We go big with that. I've helped 100 artists in the middle and around or whatever. And it's like that because, you know what I'm saying? We ain't no Brinks trucks following us to the grave, bro. So I understand what Trill says. But Trill, since you left, it's been there has been a large – shout out to RIP to my man right here. You know what I'm saying? Dark Side All Day. But shout out to Up South 30. Since Up South 30's death, there has been more of a brotherhood amongst the MCs, man. I see more shows. I just see if you come back, you'll see the shows are more cohesive. Guys is doing they're mastering the craft. The music has went beyond. We releasing dope music right out here, man. Anything you want is out there. Shout out to Roz. While you saying?
Can I say something real quick?
We're just not selling.
Yeah, go ahead, B.
Yo, rest in peace to Filthy Rich because he brought together this live
from Vietnam. Yeah, without Filthy Rich, no live from Vietnam. Yes, he did. He did. Shout out to Nervous Wreck, man. My boy and my brethren from another metron, Nervous Wreck. Give me some horns. Can I get some horns on Nervous Wreck? Shit. Well, fuck you too, Paul. Fuck you too, Tom.
I want to give a shout out to Rise, though. You know, hey, Rise, I know you're watching. Send me a copy of that mixtape.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what.
Word on the street. Classic.
Yo, so if y'all are on my Facebook, I shared this on my Facebook Live. If y'all are on my Facebook, check out that Rise La Familia. He's pushing that song. Yo, it is crazy, crazy dope. So guys, we got time. Paul, we good with the time to do another bonus subject?
If they got time.
Y'all got time to do one more time?
I got all the time.
Here we go.
It's fine, man.
We're going to have a shot first. I'm going to say this is to nipples, because without them, tits would be pointless.
What?
All right. I mean, that's the truth. That's all the way around the truth. So, the bonus subject, which I think a lot of our audience would love this subject, let's talk some cat. Y'all. Y'all ready to talk some Cat Williams? So Cat Williams dropped bombshell after bombshell after bombshell on the Shay Shay with my man Unk, who we all love to death, Mr. Bell Pepper Nostrils himself. So I want to go first, man. We're gonna go first.
What are you talking about, man?
He is part of me and Bell Pepper Nostrils. And Shay are part of the Bell Pepper Nostril Club. I have them as well, and we're breathing up all the white man's hair. That's what we do. So Bell Pepper Nostrils unite. We breathe up all y'all's hair. I had to put a hole in mine. Just to give y'all some more. So I want to say this, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy dope. Cat Williams, Shay Shay. I watched the whole damn 2 hours, man. I was glued to the shit. I want to go first to Mutate. God, Mutate, did you watch this shit?
No,
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't watch it, man. I watched the clips.
What? You better get that. Have you seen the clips?
Yeah, I seen the clips. Yeah.
Do you have anything to speak on? Anyone stand out to you that you want to speak on?
I don't know. Just double back to me. I'll listen and then I'll tell you.
Okay. All right. So who wants to start? I'm going to let y'all. Who wants to start?
I mean, I was watching it live. I mean, I was on, you know, all I do is watch YouTube. So I was scrolling through YouTube. You know what I mean? I saw Shannon Sharp, you know what I'm saying, like streaming, you know what I'm saying, right now, start watching. And by the time it got an hour in, it was already at, I mean, it was at 7. I was like 700,000. I'm talking about while it was still going. I mean, while it was still going, it was at.
Like, I was going crazy.
Hey, I went to work the next morning. I was like, "Yo, man, you watch that that Cat Williams shit?" He was like, "Nah." I said, "You need to watch that." I mean, it went to 700,000 before I woke up in the morning. A million, matter of fact, a million.
So
when I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, it was at a million plus views, and it was just streamed at about 10 o'clock. I mean,
What stood out to you?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It might be a good chance Cat Williams hear this. I don't want to talk shit about me.
I will say this. What stood out to me? Here's what stood out to me.
I mean, it was. I think he was telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some of it was. I think, like, you know what I'm saying, he was putting 100 on 10 on some of the shit, but.
Nah.
I mean, 90% of it, I think he was telling the truth, though.
Man, it was marketing, yeah, marketing strategy.
It was entertaining, but you know, I mean, but
so he is going on tour. Let's preface it by saying he's about to start a huge nationwide tour. I mean, that's why he's doing the circuit, right?
And look, you know, he was talking shit about Kevin Hart. He got Kevin Hart's wife on the tour.
On the tour, yeah.
The ex-wife, yeah.
Genius move.
I mean, he doubling down. Like, I mean, that's some gangster shit, though. So fuck it, shit. I'm gonna talk shit about Prime Minister. And had your baby mama opening up.
Prime Minister, what say you, bro?
All right, I was watching with Latin Loonies. 20 minutes in, I mean, it was like, what the fuck, yo? He called out everybody possible in 20 fucking minutes, man, that you could possibly think of.
I can't wait to talk, dude.
I mean. I'm about to interview this comedian soon. Shout out to John Paul Edmondson. I got to ask.
Shout out John Paul. JT.
Is this the standard in the comedy thing? I mean, this is like some rapper shit, man. Like, yo, you just calling out every fucking buddy, man. Like,
well, that's like, okay. So before, let me break in and say this. That would be like Eminem, because Cat Williams is like the dopest freestyler in comedy. So that would be like Eminem saying, all you motherfuckers come freestyle battle me. So go back to you, Paul. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah. So, like, he exposed everybody, man. Everybody that was lying, I mean, I don't know what to fucking tell you. You should have told the truth.
You should have told the truth?
Yeah, this is some old rapper shit. Like, yo, who's all the fake rappers?
You should have told the truth.
Let's call all the motherfuckers out. Let's call every rapper out that's fake, that's lying. That's what this is. You know, I mean, I guess the comedy business is the same as the rap business, man. It's like, yo,
you faking on the mic,
you bullshit. All right, we gotta call you out.
Okay. Mr. J, the historian of the Ville, did you watch the Cat Williams or did you see clips?
No, I watched the entire thing.
My man.
Sir.
Money Mike voice included. Money Mike. Yo, where's the laugh? Oh, look, Paul is drunk. We got to fuck Paul.
Oh, my God. Just going in on everybody. Look, what I gather from this, everybody steals jokes. Everybody. I done went across the internet this week.
I stole two of your jokes last week, Mr. J. I steal your jokes, bitch.
Hey, as long as I get the receipts for them.
No, I'm making all the dividends. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
But, yo, it's crazy. Like, shout out to Bishop Omega, who's actually a comedian and a rapper out of Durham.
Shout out to Bishop Omega.
I just had to
ask him
about different things about, you know, just this whole comedy game. Just knowing that people, you know, they already steal jokes.
Who watching TV, man? Who watching? Hang on, stop. Like, who watching TV, man? Turn your damn TV set off. Who watching TV? Turn it off.
I was checking something. You can
DVR that shit.
I was checking TikTok, nigga.
Bad you, Mr. J.
But you know, you already know if you're a top cat in the game, regardless of what game it is, you're going to catch shots. He went hard at Steve for his, you know, his flat top wig.
I could have washed my ties with that shit. It was like a styrofoam sponge. God damn.
Everybody knew it was nerve piece.
I didn't know it was nerve piece. I thought it was a thing I put on top of my microphone.
Man, that's old. Well, you thought it was a pea popper?
It was a bottle stopper on top of that motherfucker. All right, hang on. All right, so Catman, okay, let's just get to the bottom of this shit. Cat Williams told about 2 lies and 9,900 truths on that shit, y'all. You could tell the body language experts watched it. The dude wasn't looking. The dude was giving all the optimal, I'm telling the truth vibes, right? Jason couldn't believe it. You see how Unk usually like to talk a little bit. He laid back and drunk his cognac and shut the fuck up, which is probably the smartest thing he ever did, because I ain't detect many lies, man. And this dude's talking about, and you know what, man, we're getting more and more into this as we go into these. And you know what? It's one of them things where, do we really want to know that all these dudes is taking it in the ass, that they wearing dresses because they done took it in the ass? And that this is horrible, man. Thank, shout out to Denzel. Thank God Denzel never dressed up. God damn. Give us one. Jesus Christ. Cat Williams just brilliantly marketed his tour. He was going to, I think he was sold out anyway, right, guys? It's hard to get a Cat Williams ticket, no matter what, right? But I don't think he was telling lies. And amazingly, man, it was probably, it should get an Emmy, as far as I'm concerned. I watched that shit 2 hours. I could not even move from the YouTube, man. I couldn't move. And I love me some Unk, bro.
I'm just saying, but that interview was better than his comedy. I mean, his best one was a one.
It was so right, true. It was so entertaining, entertaining, dude. Yeah. I think the way he did it, he delivered it, yo. He was delivering that interview, man. Like, I don't know if he wrote it, but if he did, he needs a goddamn Pulitzer Prize. Because it was funny as fuck. I mean, in the way he delivered his mannerisms, I love Cat, man. And I had thought I had lost a little faith, but you know what? I think it was them trying to brainwash me. Fuck that. I told you the truth.
He might be 50 Cent.
And I had one more thing to say. Yes. And I believe everything 50 says too, just so you know.
He reminded me of 50 Cent. Like, he just say whatever, like, whether it's true or not.
I want to say this while my thoughts on it. When you heard the rebuttal from Kevin Hart and Ludacris, they didn't exactly call him a liar. They tried to call his sanity. One of them sang a goddamn jingle. Now, if you come out and talk all that shit about me, I ain't writing no motherfucking jingle, bitch. I'm going to come on here and say you a goddamn liar. I'm not going to write no jingle. I'm not going to write no rap.
I mean, everybody's response been the same. Like, just we love everybody.
Nobody called him a liar. They just said he was crazy. Like,
he
crazy.
They all said we love you. You know, saying nothing but love. I want everybody to win. That's what Kevin Hart said. Ricky Smiley went on there. We love everybody. You know, and I mean, that's what everybody been saying. Like, but nobody said he was wrong though.
And that just gave credence to the whole shit.
And Ludacris as a rapper, I mean, you should have went. You should have went in his ass. You know what I'm saying? For that shit. You know what I'm saying? You gonna do that
horrible.
You gonna do that popcorn horrible. Shit? Like, come on, bro. Like,
man, come on. Like Bow Wow. I think Bow Wow wrote that for him.
You know what I mean?
Check your temperature.
As a rapper, you should have gotten that nigga ass. You should have gotten his ass for that shit. For real.
What do we expect from a grown ass 50-year-old man to call himself Ludacris?
I mean, but that right there.
I don't know, that right man. There,
I mean, that's why I believe that what he was saying is the truth. Because ain't nobody said shit back. If the rapper don't even come back hard, the rapper with some bars, I mean, Ludacris can rap now. Don't get it twisted. You might not like
him.
I agree.
Ludacris
could have really. He could have came in, but he did not, man. It's almost like
mess up that insurance.
Hey, so listen. All right. So I'm a strapper.
To me,
what
he was saying is the truth.
Hang on, True. So I like to push the limits. I'm a scrapper, but I also know how far to poke the bear, right? It felt like everybody's response to Cat was, I'm going to push a little bit. I don't want you to come back no more, right? It felt like, I'm going to rebuttal, but I'm not going to rebuttal, bro.
Yeah, you like was I got to do TNT. This for the fans, but you then was I got to stay away from that.
So Kevin Hart was on an NBA broadcast that averages 22 million people watching. You really could have. Shane. But I'll say this, man. Big ups to Shannon Sharp. Thank God you left Skip Bayless, bitch ass motherfucker. God damn it, I love you. Give me some clapping them. get to clapping him for Club Shake Shack. Hey, he made millions this week.
Did we hear what Latin Looney's going to say about it yet?
No, please go to Latin Looney. I think I did go to him. Go ahead, Latin Looney's. It's a free for all at this point. Yeah. We 10 shots in. It's a free for all, dog.
You 10 shots in. You 10 shots in. Not we. Don't speak for we. Don't speak for we.
I'm the moderator.
You 10 shots in.
But, yeah, man. He
I know we had T-Pain on the show.
Jet Brett Williams. Brett Williams.
Nah, yeah, man. He definitely let people know how he felt. You know what I'm saying? I think he just did another interview, too.
With Willie D.
It's hard to get excited when somebody gets in your ass and all of two. I told you.
And Willie D one was a flop though.
He still got like 2 million. Recorded his before Shannon Sharp did his, but he didn't put it out.
But ain't it funny when it says, ain't it funny when it's 2 million is a flop? That's funny. That's funny though.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't feel like that's
compared to DMT.
I wouldn't have expected it to make the same numbers anyways. You know what I'm saying? Now, at least not.
All right. So before we close out this week's Live from Vietnam, first of all, man, I appreciate every one of you hosts, man. I know everyone on this panel is a busy man doing multiple things. Does anyone have any does anyone have any shout outs? You can call Willie D a clown in your shout outs. Anybody have any shout-outs they want to do?
Shout out to Wool Boy Digital, man. Shout out to everybody, you know, in the 47, you know, Ray 28376, you know, that support our movement and the whole 910. Shout out to Uncle Chuck. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to the Mutate Fest April 6th. We're getting it together right now, man. Y'all check me out on that. All artists, man, y'all want to perform. Hit the doggone email. That's mutatefest@gmail.com. Shout out to everybody working too. Y'all go straight at Pull on the Stacks and look for Tia Hart's new EP. Tia Hart's EP dropping in February.
I wanted to add on that. Go check that Pay on the Stacks. I want this more than ever, and check out Tia Hart's single oncoming. Special guest host tonight, Trill on his tracks. You got shout outs, my brother.
Yeah, I just want to shout out my daughter. I mean, I don't know if y'all heard the little baby that got killed on the Merc a few weeks ago, 5-month-old little child. You'll say that was my grandbaby. You know what I mean? So I want to shout out my baby.
Oh, man.
Damn. You know what I mean?
Damn, shout out my daughter. Damn,
chill. Yep. And other than that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout myself out. You know what I'm saying? Number one beat maker from the Ville. Can't none of y'all niggas fuck with me, nigga.
Actually, and also shout out to Trill, man. We've been trying to get him on Live in Vietnam for months, man. It's dope that he was on, man. Many of y'all, if you don't know, now you know. A big face, man. You know, when I was doing it, Trill was the producer. So, okay, I want to go over to Latin Looney's, man. Shout outs for you, Looney.
Definitely a huge shout out to the whole Born Talented squad. Shout out to Circle of Kings, most definitely, man. You know, also, yo, y'all make sure y'all go stream my new single, man. And my album, man, it's been out. It's starting to get a couple numbers in there, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all for everybody who's been tuning into that. And, man, the radio station, Latin Looney Tunes radio station, we up, we running, we streaming y'all's music every day 24/7. So y'all make sure y'all tune in to that thing, man. Definitely tap in and get your slide in there, man, so you can get your streams up, man.
There you go. All right. We're going to go over to the historian of the Ville, Mr. J, man. What say you, Brett?
Yeah, shout out to everybody who's doing their thing here, man. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the love. Everybody who's networking in the city, outside the city. Shout out to Ty Brule, who's getting ready to start working on some of my editing for the documentary. We've got about four more, I guess, interviews I'm probably going to do for that documentary, and then we're gonna call it a wrap. Right now we got Savage Genesis that's been out for a while, but we're trying to push that again. I got a part in that movie. My song Trolling for Nothing is in that film, the remix. Shout out to Cayenne the Lion King. We did a screening a long time ago, so shout out to him for his film, The Herb Train. And
The Herb Train. I want to be in that film. Shit is already dropped. Damn.
Yeah, it's already dropped. We got one. I got one more in the can. I'm waiting on this guy to go ahead and finish his up. Tales from the Dead Zone. My video for Savage is supposed to be in that joint as well. So we are here. We networking. We moving. I'm looking to network with everybody. Collab with everybody. That's all I do is show love. We're showing love to the Ville, showing love to everybody in NC. See, trying to get this movie out here, the Underground Experience, and get to showcase more amazing artists and amazing talent from this city and from the state, and let them know about the history of what we got going on here.
My man, Mr. J. All right. Now to the Podfather, aka the Prime Minister, Paul Masson, the man who put all the live bands on together. Shout outs, my brother.
IT Pain with the auto tune. Say shout out to everybody on the show. shout out to my man DV Alias Christ. He's out of out the country. Should be coming back. We're trying to get him on the show. Shout out to Smoother Hustler. Shout out to Diamond D with the Roz Kyle Soul on Ice remix, which I didn't get to say.
And Jeezy
with the Go Crazy. Jeezy with the Go Crazy. I definitely love that beat. Shouts out to my Dizzle Brand crew. Shouts out to Circle of Kings. And that's it.
Oh, quick shout out to Pace One. We're trying to get him on. I'm working.
Pace One.
Come on.
Shout out to
Pace One.
Shout out to Fat Boys.
And we're trying to get Skeela Rock from the Fat Boys. We're trying to get him on.
Skeela Rock will be on. As definitely y'all know, Skeela Rock will be on live in Vietnam soon.
And Chip Fu
from Pooch Niggas. The only surviving member of Fat Boys will come on. He's a friend of the show. So my shout out to Ryan too, bro.
Shout out to Ryan who's checking in, man. Key Tune.
Hey, Raj, you need to rewind because we shouted you out about five times. Tell him, Trip.
Shout out to Lady Rain.
Raj, he going to have to pay me an advertising budget on this shit. So at this point, I want to give shout outs, man, to, of course, all of y'all, man, live from Vietnam crew, man. Big shout out to Trill for stopping through tonight. Shout out to Circle of Kings. Shout out to Latin Loonies and Paul. All the work they do on that, man. Major interviewing world champions. We're going to be live in Hollywood, Florida, February 2nd for BKFC 57 for the Welterweight Championship with Luis Palomino, who we got on the show. Shout out to my eighth born grown man, my sister, Dina Metro. My girl, Dina Metro. Shout out to Sloan Slither. Shout out to Sonny the Star, my guy. Shout out to Hood, man. Hood the Mayor, my guy, always. Shout out to Barry Williams and Barry Williams Films. I'm involved with a couple projects. He is dropping Not to Be Played With on Tubi within the next few days. And I'm in that movie as well. Too. Hey, mate. I'm in that movie as well. Shout out to Barry for giving the... I'm the only white guy in all Barry's films, and I love it. Shout out to you, bro. I can play. But I play Spanish. Whatever you want, bro. Let's just get a chance. Yo, but majorly, I want to say this. Shout out to everybody in the 2-6 that is viewing this and grinding every day. Shout out to International and this host of panels, man. Now, I think y'all can't sleep on yourself about what y'all have given to the city.
Well, I'm out.
Oh, man. Shit, I got the rest. I got the rest of Westbrook. As always, Drink Dizzle and a whole lot of ass shit from the live Vietnam crew.
Rise, hit me up, man.
A whole lot of 4-7 shit, too. Fuck town.
Well, we live from Vietnam, though. So.
We live from the 4-7, boy.
You getting all money.
Izzy Nice, right? What up, Izzy?
You getting all money. What up, Izzy Nice?
Peace.
They get money at Trill Straight Killerville, dog.